You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before you tell me your little bit about odds and ends, I got to tell you mine. And then I will let you hear it, because this is an audio story here eventually. But as you know, Gretchen teaches piano lessons to little kids. They're like 4 to 10, 4 to 11 right now, I guess, in terms of age. And I generally leave the house on the days that she does that, because not because it's a it's just hard to concentrate when you're trying to do some work around the house, like the writing that I do, and I'm hearing piano lessons. You know, your kids are in piano lessons. They're practicing at home, right?
Yep, nonstop.
And you can't really, I guess you could leave when your kids are practicing. It's different if they're lessons. I'm like, I'll clear out. Plus, I think she likes it better if I'm just out of the way. Sometimes the parents are there with the kids, sometimes they're not. Anyway, the point is, I came walking in about 10 minutes early yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, before she had finished her last lesson. And when I came walking in the door, I'm used to hearing a bunch of different, you know, songs that they're practicing. A lot of them are like classical type of things or whatever. And instead, I walked in the door and I heard this.
Over and over and over, huh?
That, for those of you who don't know, is the theme song to the classic horror film Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It's iconic.
And I just kind of stopped and I set my bag down. You know, the bag you got me, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I set it down with my computer and I stood there. And then I went to go down to the basement just to get out of the way. And as I did that, I walked past the dining room and there's a dad sitting there.
Okay.
And he just looks up at me with a big smile on his face, and I go, because I'm not supposed to, like, interrupt. I go, is that the theme from Halloween? And the dad smiled, and he goes, yeah, he really wanted to learn it. That's, like, his favorite song, and he wants to play it at a recital.
Make it stop. Make it stop!
This kid was, like, 6 or 7, maybe.
It's
and
so
that's
cute,
the song
though.
He wants to perform at the recital. He picked it himself, the theme from Halloween.
I mean, it's really repetitive, so how long is he going to do that at the recital? For, like, 4 minutes? Just
they don't play that long. I mean, maybe 30 seconds
or
something.
Gosh.
But it's just... And here, I'm going to
tell
you something.
That's really cute. It's cute.
He was doing it really well, too. I mean, it sounded good. I mean, good enough that I certainly identified it the second I heard it. Yeah. I mean, it was funny to me. I'm like,
I'll make you
want to
stab somebody, honestly.
Where do they find, like, how does a kid like that, where do they pick the songs
that they want? It's like my son, who the last recital, he did the theme to Cheers. And it's like, where did you pull that out of your butt? A TV show from what, like the early 80s?
I'm like, yes.
Cheers? Really?
These kids are going back 40 to 50 years to pick the music.
And I told you at our last recital, like, when that came on, all the older people in the studio kind of perked up. They're like, we know this one. This kid's
like
not
that.
Playing Dua Lipa, you know? It's Cheers. That's cool. Kudos to that little kid, though. That's
I just thought
hilarious,
it was funny.
Man.
Oh, my God. Oh, what my happened God. With you yesterday? Anything fun?
No, I've got nothing to report back. My day was just kind of blasé. We're very busy with a bunch of home improvement stuff and things going on around the house.
I do have one other thing to tell you that's very sad.
Okay.
So I was telling Jeremy and Josh... and Katie, too, yesterday, about how Gretchen has found some monarch caterpillars that, you know, will turn into monarch butterflies.
Yeah.
And they're not the easiest thing to find, especially in the part of the country we're in. And she found them, and she has been nurturing these little caterpillars. She does that with mushrooms and bugs. It's like her thing. She does time-lapse photography and all this other stuff. It's wild. And I sent you a photo yesterday of 4 of these little monarch caterpillars showing how big they've gotten, right?
Yep,
they've been munching down on that milkweed or whatever, and they have gotten big. Well, bad news, 3 of them actually escaped.
Uh-oh.
And got out of the container that she had them in. She later found one of them, and he had made quite the escape. He was on the far side of the little sunroom thing or whatever.
He was sick of hearing that music.
Two of them she did not discover, and I'm thinking either lizards or birds.
Oh, they're outside. Okay. I was thinking the cat got them.
They're, no, the cat wouldn't have gotten to them. Okay. They are in a screened-in sunroom thing, like a porch.
Yeah.
But it's got little slats at the bottom. They can get out if they wanted to.
Okay.
So two of the monarch caterpillars may have met.
Freedom!
Hey, they were nice and safe and well-fed.
That is one of those things where they're like, freedom, and they're out, and then a bird swoops down, and off it goes.
That's right.